Fleet of moving trucks seen in Manhattan's Upper West Side, mass evacuation in full effect. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2020. A string of moving trucks was spotted in Manhattan's Upper West Side on Saturday, according to Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliva. The mass evacuation of Upper West Siders from NYC is in full effect, he told the New York Post. Sliva blamed the city's decision to house hundreds of homeless people in the neighborhood's hotels for the exodus. The moment I walked out on my block, near Central Park West, there was a moving truck. I asked, "Where are you going?" and they said, "Virginia." They told me, "Curtis, first the pandemic hit us and now the quality of life is so bad," he recalled. Sliva spoke to others moving to places such as New Hampshire and Tennessee. And one young family told him they were headed to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They said, "In the last month, there have been so many disturbed people in the streets, aggressively panhandling, defecating, urinating, they leave the hotels and have no bathrooms to use," he explained. Following complaints from residents, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., promised August 17 to start removing homeless people from the city's hotels and get them back into shelter facilities. However, he did not give a timeline as to when that process would begin, according to Breitbart News. Safety was more a motivating factor for people leaving U.S. cities than the coronavirus pandemic, global investor Barry Sternlicht said Tuesday during an interview on CNBC's Squawk Box. "There's hundreds of thousands of people looking for suburban homes. And I would say it's not as driven by the COVID situation as it is safety and law and order. And that is now pervasive across the big cities of the United States," sadly, he stated. Six people were shot and two killed Tuesday into Wednesday across New York City, Breitbart News reported. The fatal and non-fatal shootings Tuesday to Wednesday follow a Monday on which seven shootings left 11 victims. And they follow a weekend which witnessed over 40 shot, five fatally, in de Blasio's NYC, the report said. Sliva explained Saturday that the people who lived in the area were those who elected de Blasio as mayor. "It's a progressive, liberal neighborhood. And now there's a visceral hate here for him, the feeling that he has virtually single-handedly destroyed this city," he concluded.